USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House science advisor resigns after internal probe found he bullied staffers.
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot.
That was not the case, as Eric Lander, President Biden's science advisor, was allowed to resign last night after an internal investigation showed evidence that he bullied subordinates. Lander took responsibility for his actions and says he was devastated for causing hurt to past and present colleagues. On the Ukraine front, President Biden said the Russian-built Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany would be suspended if Russia invades Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered support without explicitly saying the project would be halted. The Supreme Court reinstated an Alabama congressional map that a lower court said diluted the power of black votes, saying that the court would pay more attention to challenges to voting maps. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg on CNN weighs in on the Russia-Ukraine crisis.
There's no certainty, but what we see is a continued military buildup with more and more forces and also key enablers like military hospitals and the logistics. So this is the warning time is going down and the risk for an attack is going up. And we also see the threatening rhetoric, the very strong rhetoric from Russia saying that we need to give in to their demands. If not, there will be what they call military technical consequences. And then, of course, we have the track record of Russia using force against Ukraine before. So if you put all that together, military buildup, threatening rhetoric, and the track record of Russia, of course, there is a real danger, but we continue to work for a political solution. It's possible to preserve peace, and that's exactly why we put so much energy in from NATO side to find a political way forward.
USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
The self-induced border crisis by the Biden administration has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to flood our country, with airline flights all around the nation shuffling them into areas unbeknown to local authorities. One Republican lawmaker is putting forward a bill that would force the Biden administration into transparency from the middle-of-the-night flights being paid for with your tax dollars. Representative Dan Muser of Pennsylvania on Newsmax.
We are up over 40 Republicans. I do expect there are some rational, nonpartisan, completely politically driven Democrats because they've seen the disaster of this crisis. So, yeah, all we're asking for is a notification, transparency, and we want to know about the sponsors that these young people and or young adults are going to. So our CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, do not feel that they are a link in the chain of human trafficking. Mark Morgan, the former commissioner of the Customs and Border Patrol, stated very well that if this can't get bipartisan support, clearly it's unquestionable then that the Biden administration and Democrats are favorable to this terrible process and crisis at our border and will provide not even any level of transparency as to for the safety of those that are experiencing this treacherous trek due to the Biden policy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.